planet Earth. All around it, people scurry to view any sized screen they can, as a hijacked signal is transmitted over every broadcast network, every radio, every online server. The message is sent in all Earth languages at once, to every corner of the globe. Those with pictures see the nightmarish face of Lord Zedd, his silver mask covering what remains of his red, skinless flesh.
People of the third planet, I speak to you from your orbit. My name is Lord Zedd, Emperor of the Andromeda Galaxy. I will be brief. I am now your Emperor. We can handle this change in political status peacefully, or with bloodshed. It is your choice. But first, you have among you young natives who have stolen items that belong to me. They call themselves the Power Rangers. They have committed crimes of aggression against my empire, and as such, will pay the price. But you do not have to. My former subordinate was hasty in her actions to attack you. I will only destroy what these thieves force me to. I am giving these Power Rangers one of your standard hours to surrender themselves and their power coins. If they do not, one of your cities, one of my choosing, will be destroyed, and another for every hour after that. I will begin with the city you call Chicago, Illinois, then Angel Grove, California, followed by Edison, New Jersey, and so forth. These locations were chosen for a reason. The people who know my reasons have an hour to save them. Your time begins now.
Oh my God.
The command center.
What do we do?
She said it. Pandora told us this would happen. It's my dad.
And my mom. My dad too. What do we tell them?
My mom. I can't tell her.
It doesn't matter anymore. We have to turn ourselves in. The rest doesn't matter.
We can't! We beat Pandora, we can beat Zedd too!
But the size of his sword, we have never faced anything like that.
And all those other ships. How many troops do you think he has on them? Hundreds? Thousands?
Hey, we knew what we signed up for.
Yeah, but we didn't know he had other ranger powers. Studied them? You should have told us that part, Zordon.
I agree, and I am sorry for that.
Kinda getting sick of being told things on a need-to-know basis with you, Z. What do you think we should do?
This is your home, Rangers. Your lives. Your powers. I have prepared you for this day as much as I can. But now the choice of whether to fight, it's yours alone.
There's no choice. We have to. If we surrender, then Earth will fall right after us. We are the human race's only hope.
Yeah. Yeah, well said. But my hometown's first on the list. We can't screw this up. We do this and we can't give in. We keep fighting until we can't fight anymore. Agreed?
Right.
What are we waiting for? Let's go.
Yeah, I'm with you too.
Let's do it.
All right.
First, I think we better answer our phones. You know, just in case.
Do we tell them, Zordon? You're the one that made us promise not to.
Do what you must. But know there are reasons for the rules I made.
Well, at least I don't have to worry about that. Coming back, on the other hand.
Each of the Rangers go off into separate corners of the center to answer their phones, each with tears in their eyes as they speak.
No. I'm at a friend's out of town. Listen, Mom. Mom, I'm fine. Just get out of the city right now. I'll drive down and meet you.
No, school was canceled. The alien invasion, remember? I'm fine, Dad.
Zordon watches them with what could almost be called sadness in his simulated eyes.
Sometimes, Alpha, I forget how young they all are. They have all changed so much since we first met.
Yes, they are no longer children. They are Rangers.
In the hall, beyond the chamber, Kimberly is in the middle of an uncomfortable conversation.
Yeah, I know, Dad. Yeah, I'll get home and leave town with Mom as soon as I can.
Kim, where are you?
I'm at the mall.
It doesn't sound like the mall.
I'm in the bathroom.
Why's the bathroom beeping? You're there, aren't you?
What? No!
Kimberly, don't lie to me! Are you at the command center?
Yes, but...
What? How could you? I told you...
I know, but I think an alien overlord wanting me dead is a good enough reason for me to hide. Where else is safer than a visible base?
An invisible base that this Zed probably knows how to find.
Maybe, but...
Just tell me you don't have the coin again. Tell me you're not going back out there to fight this Emperor.
Dad, I have to go.
Kimberly Hart, I swear to God, if I see...
I have to do this, Dad. No one else can.
Kim, you get your ass home right now.
Goodbye, Dad. I love you.
Kimberly!
Kimberly hangs up and exhales as tears stream down her cheeks. She then pulls herself together and heads into the main chamber, turning her phone off.
Hey, there you are. Ah, I take it that didn't go well. You okay?
I'll be fine. Did you tell them?
No. Hopefully they'll never have to know.
They won't. Because we're going to hand this Zed guy his ass.
Damn straight. Let's go, Jason.
Let's do it.
On your order, boss.
All right. It's muffin time!
Great Dragon!
Mastodon!
Pterodactyl!
Triceratops!
Saber-toothed tiger!
Tyrannosaurus!
The silver metal staff of Lord Zed strikes the deck upon the bridge of the starship Repulsa. The hulking mass of exposed red flesh pulses under the metal exoskeleton as the Emperor walks forward. Ahead of him, standing in line, is the remaining command crew of the vessel.
All hail, Lord Zed!
Where is she, Goldar?
The witch used trickery to escape, my lord. We tried to stop her. It cost many of my...
Silence! You failed me. You all failed me time and time again. I should have you all gunned down right here. Where is she now?
She never returned from the planet's surface. She is hiding from you, my lord.
Then she can cower beneath rubble. If she does not die in the attack, then I will deal with what remains of her.
What shall we do with them, my lord?
I haven't decided.
Contact from the planet. It's them.
Good. Put them on the screen.
Zed raises his head to look at the view screen at the center of the bridge, glaring as the image of the Rangers inside the command center appears. The faceless helmets show nothing, but the Rangers noticeably recoil in shock and fear at the sight of him. He notes it. He likes it.
Lord Zed, I presume.
A Red Ranger, I presume. I hope you have contacted me to surrender.
No.
Very well. Begin the attack.
What? Do you really want to win that way? Without a fight to prove your dominance. If you beat us, we will give you our coins. But if we beat you, you leave for good.
Shall I give the order to begin, my lord?
Not yet. All right, Ranger. I did come a long way. A little sport would be entertaining. We'll see how long you can last.
Meet us outside this place. It's a desert, no collateral. I assume your goons know the location.
Sir, Bandora made this mistake.
Don't be silent. Very well, human. Bring everything you have. This will be most interesting. End transmission.
Are we actually going to this barren area?
Of course not. They will suffer before they die. Deploy the Cyclops' weapon. Goldar, you will pilot it. If you fail, then do not bother to return, or I will kill you myself.
I shall not fail you.
Goldar bows as Zed's senior commander steps towards him.
And the Repulsa?
Transfer any useful personnel to Serpentera. Then scrap it for parts.
As you wish.
No matter the outcome of this skirmish, their world will fall today, and their powers will be mine.
six Rangers arrive in flashes of colored light out into the desert surroundings of the command center. They had made sure to give coordinates several miles out from the base itself.
Where are they?
There.
The group turn, seeing over 50 golem soldiers appearing in red beams ahead of them.
That's it? Putties?
No way. This is a trick.
Or just round one. He wants a show? Let's give him one!
Yeah!
The Rangers charge forward and engage the golems, each using their powered strength and speed to strike at the rocky creatures and using their individual weapons to finish them off.
This is way too easy.
Kim, look up behind you!
Tommy charges forward as Kimberly turns, seeing a creature charging behind her. Tommy brings up his dragon dagger and throws it, the weapon flying as straight as an arrow and striking the golem, the dagger driving through its head. The thing crumbles into lifeless dust.
Thanks.
Kim then raises her bow and dispatches three more that come in behind Tommy.
Huh?
Eye on the ball, Oliver. Let's call it even.
Across from them, Jason and Zack cross their weapons, blasting the remaining cluster of foes before them, ending their unnatural existence with ease. Billy strikes down the last with his lance.
That's it?
Get ready for the second wave!
Rangers!
Alpha?
A Zord of some kind is attacking the city of Chicago!
No! That son of a bitch!
This was just a distraction. I knew it.
What kind of Zord?
Humanoid configuration! It's as big as a Megazord!
But if we battle in a city, we could be attacked by the army again.
We don't have a choice! Alpha, as soon as we're inside our cockpits, teleport us straight to Chicago!
Understood!
All right.
Jason raises his hand into the air, the other original Rangers doing the same.
We need the Zords! Now!
One by one, the Rangers teleport to the cockpits of their Zords as they arrive, Tommy transporting directly to the city himself, standing on top of Willis Tower and bringing his Dragon Dagger up to play it.
Dragon Sword!
Each of the six Zords arrive, standing high above many of the rooftops of the city. Ahead of them stands a white and black humanoid robot, adorned with a long central spike on its head. Red glowing eyes focus on them as Goldar turns it towards the Rangers.
About time, humans.
Oh, for him again? You might have been right about him being a cat, Tommy. He certainly has 9 lives.
Yeah, let's not waste any time. Tommy, keep him off of us. The rest of you! Power up your crystals!
The Dragon Zord moves in and engages the enemy machine, allowing the other 5 Zords to fall back and begin the sequence.
Megazord sequence, engage!
The 5 Zords come together as one, forming the almighty Megazord. On board the Command Zord Serpentera, on the dark spotlit bridge sits Lord Zedd upon his throne. While everything about the ship around him is made of silver and black metal, the throne itself appears to be formed of ancient stone, an artifact among the hive of technology. Zed's red exposed muscles pulse as he breathes underneath his visor, his silver staff with his distinctive Empire symbol at its head in one hand. He watches as the Mega and Dragonzord engage Cyclopsis.
Now they will find out what happens to those who try to negotiate with Lord Zed. Begin the attack.
The many one-man fighters, shaped like black and silver knives, break off from the capital ships and begin to descend, soon joined by several troop transports. Below, the Rangers have called upon the Power Sword, but are thrown back by a blow from the enemy Zord's arm, which has formed into its own blade weapon. The Megazord hits the ground hard, destroying everything it impacts below.
This weapon adapts to every attack. Every weapon you throw at me, you cannot win, humans.
We need to take the fight out of the city.
If we run, would it chase us?
I doubt it.
Rangers, incoming! Lord Zed has launched his invasion force. They are heading straight for Chicago.
What do we do?
Split up. Tommy, shoot down as many of those incoming ships as you can. We'll keep on this thing.
On it. Good luck.
Yeah, you too.
Dragonzord breaks off from the battle, turning and marches towards the incoming signals above, raising its hand missiles to the sky.
Come on. Come to Papa.
Starfighters break through the clouds and into sight, firing laser weapons and blasting the city below. Tommy hears the screams, even from his perch high above. He tries not to think about it and fires. Two fighters are hit, one badly, sending it spinning out of control. Tommy finishing it off with another volley. Turns and reloads for the others.
That's one. Who else wants some?
The Megazord, meanwhile, has risen back to its feet and is exchanging sword strikes with Cyclopsis again.
You will watch everything you love die today, humans. If I don't kill you first.
The sword's losing integrity. It won't stay in one piece for long.
Giving you as much energy juice as I can. Man, this thing seems to know our every move before we do it.
Guys! I'm taking out as many as I can, but more keep coming. And I think some sort of transports are getting through and landing. There's too many!
I can help. Let me go join him.
But we need the Megazord.
We need to protect the city more! Alright, Kim. Get down to your cockpit. Disengaging Megazord on your word.
Going.
Kimberly stands and rushes out of the Megazord's cockpit rear door, rushing down into her individual one.
All right, I'm in.
Okay, back us away.
Engaging reverse thrusters.
From the base of the Sabretooth and Triceratops boots, blasts of jet fire shoot out, sending the Megazord quickly back away from its enemy and clear from melee combat.
Disengaging in 3, 2, 1!
The chest piece of the Megazord drops away, the wings of the pterodactyl folding back out with its head. Kimberly engages her own reverse thrusters, then turns it and blasts off towards the Dragonzord and its targets. The rest of the Zords quickly fold and fall, returning to their individual forms. The Tyrannosaurus just puts its own feet back on the ground when Goldar reaches them, charging Cyclopsis in and driving the Rex down onto the ground below.
Whoa!
Get your hands off of him, you dirty ape!
The Tiger, Triceratops, and Mastodon line up, firing their cannons and eye blasters into Cyclopsis with huge impacts. The red beams hit. The humanoid robot is blasted back into a skyscraper. On the streets below, a troop transport lands. Its ramp lowering at over 50 golden warriors and as many golems charge from within it, firing into the screaming, running crowd. But moments later, blasts rain down from the sky, destroying the transport and sending the soldiers flying from the blasts. The pterodactyl sword shooting past and then banking back up into the sky. In the cockpit, Kimberly aims her targeting hair at two fighters ahead and fires, destroying one, and another, a third and fourth besides her shot down by the dragon sword.
Thanks, Kim.
You called. I'm with you to the end, Oliver.
Heads up. More incoming.
Yeah, I got that.
She flies at top speed up higher, trying to lose the fighter as it tails her. It locks on and fires. She performs evasive rolls. Several blasts miss. A couple hit.
Tommy, get this asshole off of me.
I got him, Kimmy. Hold on.
Clear.
Thanks. Going on the next one.
I'm with you.
Zed seethes at the sight of his fighters being shot from the sky.
I'm picking up a large group of Earthcraft being deployed from a nearby military base. Move to intercept.
The second force could easily...
No. Deploy them into the battle. Goldar did have one good idea. They will most likely try to attack both sides. And in the confusion of the humans fighting themselves, we will destroy both.
As you wish. Deploy the second wave.
Below in the city, the Tyrannosaurus is sent flying and down through another two large buildings, smoke and dust rising into the ever-darkening sky.
Oh, how I have waited for this day.
Goldar now charges his machine forward, slashing down into the Triceratops to send it falling onto its side.
Ah! I'm down! Self-righting mechanism is offline!
Goldar then rears his sword down as the saber-toothed tiger pounces up for him, latching its jaw onto Cyclops' arm. But Goldar brings up the other arm and grabs it with both hands, pulling the tiger off and raising it high into the air.
Guys, someone help!
And throws it. Destroying another chunk of the Windy City skyline.
Kim! If you have things under control there, we need you again. The separate zords aren't enough against this thing. We need the Megazord!
I have them. Oh no.
We have incoming from above. More of them!
Rangers, you have more enemies incoming!
We know!
No. Not yet. Humans.
No!
At one of the main city entrances, a combined military and police evacuation line has been erected. Thousands of cars and hundreds on foot move through the barriers to escape the city in organized chaos. The scene behind them within the metropolis is like something from a Godzilla movie. The black dust of the growing number of destroyed buildings rising up to cover the city skyline in a smoky black smog.
All right, come on! Keep moving!
Come on, keep moving! Fast as you can!
The man in uniform looks up, watching as an arrowhead formation of fighter jets shoot overhead and towards the war zone.
Yeah.
Go get 'em, boys! All right, keep going!
Fast as you can!
Back at the battle, Kim calls out, having to quickly use some fancy flying to avoid the jets as they shoot past. A couple of them banking around to open fire on her.
Guys, I got the Air Force on me!
I can fire my...
No! We are not firing on our own people. Don't worry, I can lose them. All right, girl, let's see what you've got.
Kimberly grips her throttle, using every bit of fancy flying she knows to try to lose the fighters as they open fire and give chase. Below, Zack brings the Mastodon in and blasts Cyclopsis with a gust of its ice blast. Billy, able to finally right the Triceratops and rolls in himself, fires its chain horns, wrapping them around the enemy Zord to hold it still so that Zack can continue to freeze it in place. It works. The machine begins to stiffen under frosted ice.
I think I got him. Keep holding him, Billy.
Someone shoot while we have a chance!
Oh, someone did fire. The military aircraft fly over, blasting all three Zords, alien and ranger alike. The ice smashes. The Mastodon and Triceratops blasted down.
Ah! I lost my horn!
Damn it! Who was that?
It's the Air Force.
Can't they help us fight off the alien invasion first? Sons of bitches!
Did Goldar Zord at least get smashed?
No such luck. The blast was exactly the heat that Cyclopsis needed. And after righting itself from the airstrikes, it is now back on its feet.
No! Darn it!
Those sons of bitches!
Kimberly and Tommy, meanwhile, are not faring well.
There's too many of them.
I got red lights on my console. My armor's failing.
Rangers, you are being overwhelmed. You need the power of Titanus.
What the hell is Titanus?
I have been in contact with the seventh Zord. It has a name, Titanus. And it says it would prefer you didn't call it anything else like you do its brothers.
Yeah, sure, whatever. If it's coming, then it better get here now.
It is almost there.
From out of the sky it comes, blacking out the sun. Titanus roars as it lands on the city outskirts.
Can it take a path that is, you know, not going to squash people?
It assures me it does not need to come into the city itself. It has a shot. When it fires, it recommends we retreat you to its position.
Yeah, sure, okay.
True to its word, Titanus lines up its main cannons and fires. Shots traveling the length of the city, avoiding every building on the way, until the red beams collide with Cyclopsis, blasting it down.
What the?
Moments later, the other Ranger Zords are teleported by Alpha to appear next to Titanus in righted positions.
Titanus is recommending the ultimate form be brought together.
The what?
The Zords. Bring them all together. The power of all seven should give you the firepower you need.
An Ultra Zord!
Okay, let's do it! Bring them together, Rangers!
The original five Zords come back together to reform the Megazord, but they are not done. Tommy gaining the knowledge he needs exactly when he needs it. He presses commands into his console, and moments later, the Dragon Zord leaps into the air, splitting into two and dropping to form into a cowl and shoulder armor on top of the Megazord. That combined form then jumps itself and down into an opening that forms at the center of Titanus. Massive cannons form at both sides of the Brachiosaurus, and the Dragon Zord's chest piece attaches onto Titanus's breast. The Mega Dragon Zord then reaches down and takes massive reins so as to command and steer Titanus like a mount. The Ultra Zord is formed. And in the Megazord cockpit, a new chair forms, Tommy appearing in green light onto it.
Hey.
Welcome aboard.
The six Rangers marvel at the creation beneath them.
Are we riding Titanus like a chariot? I think we are! Holy cow!
Aiming the main cannons for the invasion fleet. Then we take out Goldar.
Charging weapons. Ready.
Fire!
The Ultra Zord rolls forward. blasting its main cannons and every set of eyes upon it. The blasts traverse every obstacle and explode on impact with the fighters. The landing craft. The invading troops that have made it to the ground. When the volley stops, there is only smoking, blazing husks where the majority of the invading force used to be. Goldar swallows.
You are meant to adapt to every weapon, machine. Analyze that thing and adapt.
Insufficient data.
All reserves to the shields, now!
Back inside the Megazord cockpit.
Weapons recharging.
Let me know as soon as they are ready. He's next.
On the bridge of Serpentera, Zed smolders with rage.
The human reinforcements have arrived. They are destroying what's left of the first and second forces.
Your orders?
No more games. No more sport. Charge the weapon and prepare to take us down.
But sir, the main weapon uses all of our power reserves. We won't be able to break orbit again for hours.
Do as I command.
We'd be dead. A sitting target. We have many other forces. We can still...
He doesn't get the rest of his words out. With a single move of his arm, Zed brings up the sharp end of his staff and stabs his commander through the chest with it.
I asked twice, and I don't ask a third time, Commander.
Zed then electrifies his staff with red lightning. The power shoots through the man. Zed pulls it free as the commander's body falls to the deck, dead.
Clean this up, now.
He turns back to the man at the helm.
Charge the weapon and land the ship.
Yes, sir. At once.
Zed sits back on his throne, wiping off the blood, as two warriors carry the commander's body away. Back on the ground, Goldar has realized that the Rangers are recharging and decides to take his chance. Charging forward towards them, knocking over every structure between them until he has a clear path.
For the Emperor!
The Rangers watch, wide-eyed in their cockpit, as the white and black humanoid Colossus charges for them.
Please hurry!
It's almost ready.
Charge faster. Please charge faster.
Cyclopsis breaks from the edge of the city, almost upon them. It blasts off to jump and slash at them.
Trini!
Now!
The Ultra Zord fires.
Oh no!
The explosion lights up the darkening sky. The Rangers cheer as Cyclopsis falls from the air and crashes to the ground below.
Alright! Yeah, that's how you do it!
Their cheering stops, however, when they notice it is still in one piece.
What? How could he?
Inside the cockpit of Cyclopsis, Goldar groans as he too realizes he is still alive. He then looks to his dashboard and notices the flashing text. It reads, "Adaptation complete."
Yes!
All remaining forces, retreat from the city. We are going to fire the flagship's main weapon.
This is Cyclopsis, acknowledging orders. Retreating to a safe position. Does this mean I win?
He doesn't wait around for the answer. Standing Cyclopsis up and blasting its boot jet rockets to fly up into the air and away.
Yeah, run, bitch. Like you always do, before we finish you off.
I can't believe his Zord's armor held.
Only just? How else would he be running?
Jason.
Kimberly points up to the sky above, a large dragon-shaped object blocking out the sun as it breaks from the clouds.
Maybe that's why.
Serpentera moves its gigantic form to a vertical position, forming hind claw feet at its base that are bigger than most landmarks, and landing down upon them.
Might need a bigger gun.
The boom sounds for miles as the Colossus lands, standing straight up so as to tower hundreds of feet above even the tallest building in the city. The human tanks roll towards it, the fighter jets banging around to come in for a strike. All fire. They all hit. Serpentera is unmoved, undamaged. It rumbles a roar and returns fire from its eyes. It fires three times. When the smoke clears, the U.S. forces that engaged it are no more. Inside the cockpit, the Rangers have no words. They simply watch open-mouthed. Kimberly can feel herself shaking. She can't stop.
Oh my!
Look at the size of it! It's like 5 Megazords! We are far!
Are we recharged?
Yeah, weapons hot.
Lock on and open fire!
The Ultrazord fires with everything it has. Serpentera is hit. Smoke rises as it cries out. That hurt it.
Yes!
But it soon clears, and while there is a new hole in the side from its impact, it is still functional. It bellows back at them.
Get ready to fire again!
Why isn't it returning fire?
Maybe we hit something important.
Inside the vessel, Zed stands with rage.
Damage report.
Outer hull is breached. We have several missing deck sections. Several systems are being rerouted, and aft thrusters 43 through 47 are offline. Many more of those, and we'll be...
Is the main weapon still functional?
Yes, it is 96% charged.
Then we will be first. Fire when ready.
Rangers!
Zordon's voice has more worry in it than the Rangers have ever known.
We are reading a massive buildup of power within Serpentera. It is preparing to fire its main weapon.
How bad is it? Will we survive?
No, but you are not the target. Rangers, Serpentera's main weapon is more powerful than an atomic bomb. Zed is preparing to destroy the city.
No.
Even your new sword combination will not survive the blast. We are transporting you to safety.
No! We damaged it! We are charging! We can hit it first! We can still-
Jason, I know. I know what this means. Your main weapons will not be charged in time. And separated, your zords are not enough.
Jace, we can't just leave!
We are out of time. Alpha, now!
Emergency teleporters engaged!
No!
The Ultrazord disappears in light. Moments later, the mouth of Serpentera glows red. A huge bolt of red energy leaves its mouth and strikes down into the earth. The shockwave travels out from the blast zone like a tidal wave of decimation, destroying everything in its path. Buildings, cars, streets are no more. At the edge of the city, at the evacuation point, they see it too late. When his vision returns from the blinding flash of blast, the soldiers in charge widen their eyes in terror as the shockwave rushes towards them. It hits. No one is left alive. When the blast wave dissipates, Chicago is no more. There is instead a burned-out, flattened husk of what remains of the buildings, and Serpentera towering high above. The only part that remains are those few structures that are behind it, and those in those buildings do not survive much longer, overcome with searing radiation. Sitting on his throne, Zed surveys the damage. If anyone could see his face beneath his mask, they would see a smile. The Rangers stand in the command center, still morphed, but with their helmets removed. All are silent. When he first appeared, Jason yelled to return. Then he begged. Now, as images of his hometown becoming a burnt-out wreck are visible on the view screens, he submits to panic and grief.
Jason.
Jason doesn't answer, instead dialing the number for the 10th time, his mother's mobile phone number.
Why won't she answer? I told them to get out of the city! Answer me!
At the edge of the city, at what used to be the evacuation point, a phone glows and vibrates beneath the rubble.
She won't answer! No one will answer! Not Andrew! My dad! My mom!
Zach walks up and places his hand on Jason's shoulder.
Jace!
Jason throws his phone. It falls and smashes below on the command center walls.
Why? Why won't they answer?
I don't know.
Why?
Jason now pounds Zach's chest.
Why?
His legs now buckle. Jason falls, Zach lowering to catch him, hold him. As Jason breaks down into his arms, the rest of the team looks on, tears now rolling down each of their faces as well. Kimberly hears Bandora's words echoing in her mind.
So far, you have played your little game of superhero without having to suffer the consequences.
Kim breaks. She can't look at the sight of Jason anymore. She turns and buries her head into Tommy's chest. He holds her as he too can only silently weep. Almost an hour passes, and still barely anyone speaks. Even Zordon and Alpha, as each ranger does their best to try and console their friend. All of them fail.
Rangers, I...
What do we do?
They all look to Tommy as the new de facto leader.
I don't know.
We shouldn't have. We should have.
What? Give in? Die and leave the planet under an evil alien overlord?
At least all those people would still be alive.
Rangers, Lord Zed is sending out a planet-wide broadcast again.
All that can stand and look towards the screen as Zed appears on them.
I am sorry I had to do that. As I said, I will only destroy what they force me to. The Rangers have one more hour before I move my vessel, my weapon, to Angel Grove, California. It will be next if the thieves do not surrender my power coins in that time. Beginning now.
Jason raises his head from Trini's arms around him and glares in a mixture of rage and sorrow towards the screens. Billy looks down at his phone.
Messages and statements are coming in from almost every country I can name. They are begging us to surrender. Some are even threatening.
Hey. I was wrong. We have to.
Tommy, if we do, then we are dooming the world. You hear me? We can actually take that thing down. It hasn't moved since...
Millions are dead, Zach. We can't have any more deaths on our hands. How can we go on living, knowing that those people died in our place?
At least this way out, families might live. Humanity might survive.
As slaves!
But they'd be alive.
No. No, we can't do that. We said we would fight till the end. I meant that. Even now.
All look to Jason, amazed he's even speaking.
Millions are dead. But billions need us to keep fighting. No matter what it takes, the world needs us. Even if they don't know that, even if they don't want it.
You saw that thing. We gave it everything we had, and we just made a small hole. We never survived long enough to fire enough times.
Jason's right. We have to try.
Tommy, Angel Grove is next. Our families, millions more. I can't watch that, Tommy. I can't.
I know, Kim. I know.
As before, Rangers, the choice is yours. This has been a dark day. And it may very well get darker before it is done.
Perhaps I may be of some assistance.
The group turn in stunned shock as Rita Bandora, still in her human form, emerges from the shadows.
Bandora! How did you breach?
Oh, please.
I headed up the project that designed those security systems. Your shields are down. Your guard is down. I was able to sneak in.
I hope you're ready for a long stay in a cell, you murderous witch.
With a command, Tommy's helmet reappears on his head. Kim does the same.
One more step and I'll throw you in myself, with a few broken bones. Please try it.
Rangers, wait a moment. What are you proposing, Bandora?
Just what your dear trainee suggested the other day. An alliance. I tell you what you need to know to defeat Serpentera. And in return, I don't get imprisoned. Ever. I can live my life here on Earth as I choose.
Just like that. You're changing sides. And we're supposed to what? Forgive you for everything? Trust you?
No. You'd be fools to trust me. But you do need me. The question is, how badly do you want to win this day?
Power Rangers the Audio Drama, Episode 11, Doomsday, Part 1. Narrated by Garrett Scott. Starring Nick Erickson as Jason, Catherine Black as Kimberly, Joey Sawless as Tommy, Kenneth Toles Jr. as Zach, Connor Terrell as Billy, Chloe Liao as Trini, Keith Seymour as Zordon, Garrett Scott as Alpha 5, Omri Rose as Lord Zed, Jason Rivers as Goldar, Jeannie McGuinness as Rita, Rex Anderson as Mr. Hart, the Zed officer and a soldier, Kevin Gaddy as the Zed commander, Steve Porter as the commanding soldier. Original score and music by Declan Gilgallon, with music by Ron Wasserman and Objective Guitarist. Sound effects sourced from freesound.org, the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Folly, and pon5.com. Sci-fi laser firing by Tanner Sound. City Under Attack by Jester Gaming. Written and edited by Carl Dutton. Based on Mighty Morphin Power Rangers by Saban. With acknowledgements to the comic works of Carl Higgins and Ryan Parrott. Power Rangers the Audio Drama is a fan production, no affiliation with Saban or Hasbro. No copyright infringement intended. To be continued next time.